Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. Wading through the new reality. Imagine awakening daily to the echo of waves against your home, not the gently lapping kind along a tranquil shore, but the aggressive swells that groan under the weight of their own persistence. This has become reality in our new world, where floodwaters have reclaimed what was once the domain of the dryland dwellers, aquatic intruders in our living rooms. As the sun struggles through the haze, there's a constant reminder of nature's indomitable resolve. Rivers swell by the second, gorging on fragmented ice caps, while storm surges batter our defenses with the subtlety of a sledgehammer. We used to measure rainfall in millimeters. Now we measure life's disruptions in meters, quips a local, half-heartedly jesting as they survey the sodden remnants of their street. Resilience or folly? The term 100-year flood is now obsolete, a relic. Those rare events tiptoe recurrently into our calendars with such unfailing regularity that they've been stripped of their mythical status. We adapt, or so we claim, by raising houses, building levees, and engineering our way out of nature's clenched fist. Yet, with every adaptation, the water seems to smirk, rising cunningly a notch higher. High tides of change. In the not-too-distant past, we basked in the glow of beach vacations and coastal delights, oblivious to the impending inundation. The ocean's encroachment has remorselessly washed away that naivete, leaving a stinging taste of salt on our collective psyche. Shops, schools, and entire livelihoods now function in the shadow of the swell. We're resigned to a life adorned with sandbags and pumps where kids learn to swim before they can walk. It's the finest of dystopian ironies. One old-timer muses in bleak amusement. Marketplace of the marooned. Meanwhile, in drier realms, denying forlorn reality has become a sinister sort of pastime. Real estate markets bubble with morbid anticipation, speculating on the waterlogged futures of these flood-stricken neighborhoods, even as they sink further beneath the waves. The ominous overflow. With the morning comes a chorus of pumps. It's our new countryside birdsong. Residents engage in their daily battle against the encroaching moisture, a grim dance of persistence and perseverance. They fight not only nature, but the entropic human spirit, which in the face of such constancy grows dreary and resigned. The notion of retreat is untenable for many. Retreat where? Our ability to run is stifled by the ever-mounting realization that there are precious few places left untouched by the onslaught of once-in-a-lifetime floods that now seem to arrive with the monotony of the morning paper. Conclusion, a terrible new tradition. In this aquatic dystopia, we find a strange persistence of human endeavor. Dreams of cobalt seas and sun-kissed beaches have dissolved into the stark reality of survival among the surges. As each wave breaks, it carries with it remnants of what used to be, whispers of an existence no longer compatible with the ego of humanity, nor the unforgiving truth of climate change. The land once ours is now a serenade to the ocean's relentless crescendo, says a poet of the waterlogged world, finding a hint of beauty in a reality that is stark, savage, and true. We've normalized the exceptional, accepted the extreme, and in this acceptance, have we become the amphibians of our time, living half-submerged, forever adapting, but never quite belonging to this deluge that we call home.